Lesson 38. Forming nouns from verbs. The article
on
helps in forming nouns from verbs or adjectives, or what is known as the English gerund, along with six other affixes. Forming nouns from verb forms. Examples.
Umalis
becomes
pagalis. Lumakad
becomes
paglakad. Umibig
becomes
pag-ibig. Siya ay umalis patungong Estados Unidos.
He left for the United States.
Ang kanyang pag-alis ay ikinalungkot ko.
His departure made me sad. Forming nouns from mag-verb forms. Examples.
Maglaro
becomes
paglalaro. Magsulat
becomes
pagsusulat. Magtanim
becomes
pagtatanim. Gusto kong magtanim ng hasmin sa aming bakuran.
I like to plant jasmine in our yard.
Ang pagtatanim ng hasmin ay mahirap.
Planting jasmine is difficult. Forming nouns from in verb forms. Examples.
Basahin
becomes
pagbasa. Tawagin
becomes
pagtawag. Lutuin
becomes
pagluto. Binasa ko ang buhay ni Rizal.
I read the life of Rizal.
Ang pagbasa ko ng buhay ni Rizal ay hindi nila gusto.
They did not approve of my reading the life of Rizal. Forming nouns from
paki
verb forms. Examples.
Pakihiram
becomes
pakikihiram. Pakialis
becomes
pakikialis. Pakisulat
becomes
pakikisulat. Pinakisulat ko ang aking takdang aralin sa kanya.
I requested her to write my homework for me.
Ang pakikisulat ko ng takdang aralin sa kanya ay di mabuti.
My request that she write my homework is not good. Forming nouns from ma verb forms. Use
pag
plus root for actions and
pagka
plus the root for feelings. Examples.
Matulog
becomes
pagtulog. Maligo
becomes
pagligo. Magutom
becomes
pagkagutom. Magalit
becomes
pagkagalit. Madalas ang kanyang pagligo.
His bathing is too often.
Natakot ako sa kanyang pagkagalit.
I was afraid of his being angry. Forming nouns from an verbs. Examples.
Alisan
becomes
pag-aalis. Tawanan
becomes
pagtatawa. Hugasan
becomes
paghuhugas. Hugasan mo ang mga pinggan.
Wash the dishes.
Ang paghuhugas ng pinggan ay mahirap na trabaho.
Washing dishes is a tough job.